Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's okay to say that. We're a week out, and I say it because I know that different people are going to different places and there's traveling, so I don't know if we'll be able to catch each other throughout this week. I know people have different plans with traveling, but it's good for us to celebrate Christmas, and we're actually getting a taste of Christmas in our reading from Matthew chapter 1. It's the part where the angel announces to Joseph that Jesus is going to be born through his soon-to-be wife, Mary. There's kind of a joke out there that goes this way. So we're focusing in on Joseph here today. What would it be like if men were the ones who had children? And this is what would happen. Maternity leave would be 2 years. And morning sickness would be the number one health concern. Very thankful for our ladies and, of course, very thankful for God's plan to bring Jesus through Mary this morning. Wish you God's blessings on our worship, and we do get a taste also of Christmas in our song today. Joy to the world and O little town of Bethlehem. It's good to have a sense of Christmas even today as we gather for worship. Just a few announcements to share with the congregation about the schedule. It is kind of a relatively quiet week here at Peace Ahead. We have Christmas Eve worship is next Saturday, December 24th, at 7 p.m. It's a beautiful service with communion, more carols, Christmas carols, and also we end the service by candlelight. The lights are dimmed and we sing Silent Night. It's a beautiful setting and mood for us to celebrate Christmas. Christmas Day worship is a little different. It falls on a Sunday. Next Sunday, we are only going to have worship at Peace, and it's going to be at 10 a.m. Worship at 10 a.m., and we're not even going to have fellowship. We're encouraging people to be with their families that day, but we do want to gather for worship for those who want to come and celebrate the birth of Jesus. One other thing this week to just invite you to be a part of, it's the fourth Thursday of the month. I'm walking through Philomath, and I pray as I walk. If you'd like to join me. I will be walking, rain or snow, this Thursday at 3:30, right out on the front doors. Come and join me. Just a great way to support the community, pray for those needs that we have here in Philomath. Also, last note that I have, then I'll hand it off to other announcements. The January newsletter will be in your boxes next Sunday. It's actually already done. Be on the lookout for that because there's lots of things coming in January. I don't want to load you down before Christmas, but be on alert for that newsletter coming next week. Are there other announcements to share this morning?
Not sure how many people have the GT as delivered to your door, but this morning it was really a miracle. I always go to the sports page first, try to keep up what's going on that's important in this world. And Sydney Weiss, a senior on our OSU basketball, had the best testimony I've seen in a long time, especially in the GT. So I just encourage you to read it. I won't go into details. It was really a nice story.
Weather kind of got the best of us last week. Healing Circle, which normally is first and third Thursday of the month, I'm going to reschedule to this week. So if you're thinking about coming, come on out. The weather looks okay for this week. So we'll have Healing Circle this Thursday instead of last week.
6 o'clock on Thursday. Thanks, Joyce. And Mr. Miner.
Yeah. Well, we had a fantastic memorial service, and I want to thank everybody that made that possible. So it was great, and you know, it's a sad time, but it was they made it a happy time too. So thanks a lot to all of you.
We did have a couple of services this week. Sabina's life celebration was yesterday. It was very uplifting and just incredible pictures of Sabina. If you'd like to check those out, I really would encourage you to seek Mal out to see those pictures. They were really tremendous. And then also, John Crawford, Susan's father, passed away on Monday, and they had a funeral at McHenry on Wednesday. So we're going to keep your family in prayer as well as the Minor family. I know that they're visitors here as well. So God's blessings be with you.